各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you all this Sunday morning.
很高兴又来到你们当中。
I'm very happy to be here with you once again.
我们到神的殿里面来敬拜。
When we come to God's temple and worship Him,
并不是因为我们都是很好很配。
It's not because we are worthy or we are anything good.
而是因为主丰盛慈爱的丰盛的慈爱和恩典。
It's all because of His abundant grace and mercy.
所以我们感谢主。
And therefore, we give thanks to Him.
通常啊，我们把马太福音28:19称之为大使命。
Usually, we treat Matthew chapter 8, verse 20 as the Great Commission.
但是实际上啊，
But actually,
16, 17, 18, 20这些都是啊与这个大使命紧密相关的。
And actually, verse 16, 17, 18, and 20, they are all tightly coupled with the Great Commission.
所以我们今天的正道就是要从16节啊，我们一直把它查到20节。
And therefore, we're going to focus our attention from verse 16 all the way to verse 20 today.
让我们来思想。
So that we can contemplate.
这个使命是交给谁的？
To understand what is this commission going to be giving to.
这个使命的根据是什么？
What is the foundation and the motivation of the mission?
这个使命的方向是什么？
What's the direction of the mission?
啊，包括什么样的范围？
Including its dimension, its scope.
它的内容是什么？
And what's the content of the commission?
主耶稣又给了承担使命的人又有哪些应许呢？
And also, what other promises Jesus has been giving to the disciple he was talking to?
所有这些
All of those.
认识大使命。
So, to help us to understand the Great Commission.
让我们承担起来。
So that we can take upon this responsibility.
努力去行。
So we can put our endeavor.
完成主的命令。
To accomplish God's mission.
第一部分我们来认识使命。
First of all, we have to understand this commission.
在第十六节当中。
Verse 16.
他讲到这么一句话。
There's a word like this.
他说到了耶稣约定的山上。
Jesus had told, they have gone to where Jesus had told them to go.
那么这个约定。
So there is an arrangement already being made.
前后讲了三次。
So it talk about there is a particular time they need to meet.For three times.
第一次
The first time.
在马太福音26:32.
It's recorded in verse, chapter
26.
Verse 32.
啊，是主向门徒预告。
It was the foretelling of Jesus to his disciples.
他说，但我复活以后要在你们以先往加利利去。
Jesus told his disciples, But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
他向他的门徒预告。
So he foretold what is going to happen to his disciples.
第二次。
The second time.
在马太福音28:7.
It was recorded chapter 28, verse 7.
在耶稣的坟墓那个地方
right outside of Jesus' tomb,
天使就传话给妇女说
The angels sat outside of the tomb and said to the woman,
yeah, 快去告诉他的门徒说他从死里复活了并且在你们以先往加利利去在那里你们要见他。
The angel said to the woman, He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.
这是第二次 谈到这个约定。
This is the second time of the particular arrangement.
第三次。
The third time.
是记载在马太福音二十八章第十节。
It was recorded in verse 10.
当这个妇女跑去给门徒报信的途中。
When the women ran to the disciple, tried to inform them what had happened.
主耶稣就突然出现在妇女们的面前。
Jesus appeared to the woman,
对他们说
and said,
你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
Do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, there they will see me.
为什么主耶稣要预告？
Why Jesus want like to foretell what is going to happen.
然后又让天使再次来通知传话给他们。
Not only that, also ask the angel to pass on the message again.
第三次他又复活以后突然出现在妇女的面前。
And the third time, suddenly Jesus appeared to the women, once again mentioned this message.
第三次再谈到这件事情。
And third time, once again mentioning this particular meeting.
再通知这件事情。
Once again, want to inform them and remind them about the meeting.
让他们到加利利去。
And ask them to go to Galilee.
啊，在那里必见我。
And right there, I'm going to see you.
为什么主耶稣要预告、通知、再告诉
？And why Jesus foretell, inform, and keep on reminding them?
因为他有非常重要的使命。要交托
，because there he had a very important message he would like to give unto them.
这是第十六节所传递的信息。
And this the focus of verse 16,
就是那个约定。
That is the particular pre-arranged meeting.
第十七节说明什么
？And what about verse 17?
说明这个使命是交托给所有的门徒的。
That is this.Message is giving to all the believers,
the
disciples.
有些弟兄姐妹啊，特别是信主不久的弟兄姐妹。
Some of the believers, especially new believers,
他们以为这个大使命就是主耶稣交给那十一个门徒的啦。
They might think the Great Commission was, The mission given by Jesus to his 11 disciples only.
我没有说错，不是十二个，是十一个啊。
I didn't make the mistake. It's not 12, but 11 disciples.
因为在耶稣复活了以后，那个时候犹大已经啊不在，
because
不在行列当中了。
Because after Jesus' resurrection, Judas is no longer among the 12.
所以有些人。弟兄姐妹认为这个大使命当然是主交给他这十一个门徒的啦。
And therefore, many people thought this great commission was Jesus' mission to the 11th only.
因为他们是领袖嘛。
Because they are the leaders. They were the leaders.
这是想当然啦。
Of course.
事实并非如此。
And however, this is not the fact.
主复活以后
After the resurrection of Jesus,
十次向门徒显现。
Jesus appeared to his disciples 10 times.
大多数的门徒都坚信。
Most of the disciples, they have firmly believed.
耶稣就是那个战胜死亡、复活了的主。
That Jesus is the one who has conquered death. He is the Lord.
可是也有个别的门徒。
And however, there are individuals among the disciples.
他们仍然是怀疑。
They are still, they were still having doubts.
他们不相信主啊，不相信。
They didn't believe.
啊，主当然知道谁有怀疑。
Of course, Jesus knew who has doubt in their heart.
但是主耶稣并没有把这个信心不足的门徒。排除在外。
However, Jesus did not exclude those who had a little faith.
我们再对照哥林多前书十五章来看。
If we go to First Corinthians chapter 15,
当时啊有五百多位弟兄在山上。
At the time, there were more about 500 brothers. They were standing in the mountain, in a mountain of Galilee.
主，这是主复活以后，又一次的向这些人显现。
This is another appearance of Jesus to the crowd.
啊，这些人也听到了大使命。
They have all heard about the Great Commission.
所以主耶稣把这个大使命不仅仅是交托给他的十一个门徒。
And therefore, this Great Commission is not only a mission that Jesus has been giving to his 11 disciples.
也是交给广大的门徒的。
But also giving to the massive disciples as well.
就是包括我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
That including all of us, brothers and sisters.
就是不仅仅是教会的领袖们要承担这个使命。
So not only towards gears to the leaders of the church.
而是所有的门徒，所有的弟兄姐妹都要承担。
But all the believers and disciples, we need to take upon this responsibility.
这是第17节说传递出来的信息。
And this is the message of verse 17.
第18节。
And verse 18.
是使命的根据。
And this is the foundation of the commission.
主耶稣是掌握天上地下一切权柄的神。
That Jesus is the Lord of the authorities in heaven and on earth. He is God.
他的权柄。
That his authority.
就是根据。
Is the foundation of all.
对。而且这个权柄里边包含着圣灵的能力。
And in his authority, there is the power of Holy Spirit.
这是第十八节所传递出来的信息。
And this is the message in verse 18.
大使命的根据。
And this is the foundation.
就是主掌握天地万物的神的权柄。
Of the Great Commission that Jesus Christ has the authority of the heavens and on earth.
第十九节
Verse 19.
他说所以为什么要说所以呢
And verse 19 begin with the word therefore.
他就是根据这个权柄发出的命令。
It's because it was based upon verse 18, the authority he has.
如果把这个十八节十九节联系起来
If you connect both verses together.
那就是我掌管着天下天上地下所有的权柄。
That is, I have the authority of the heavens and on earth.
所以你们要去。
And therefore, you must go.
这里的去。
The word go.
是指出这个使命的方向。
It points out the direction of the commission.
比如说我们在这儿我们现在在这个地方。
For example, when we are gathering here.
我们说现在我们到这个某某地方去。
For example, if we're going to any particular area,
这个方向是不是要出这个地方，要出去啊
？And therefore, we must go out of this building, isn't it?
否则你怎么到那个地方呢
？And otherwise, we couldn't arrive the particular destination we wish to.
所以你们要去，这个去就指明了使命的方向。
And therefore, the word "go" it points out the direction of the commission.
要向外去传扬给万民。
We must go out to all nations.
说这个万民就是传扬就是福音传扬的对象。
And all nation is the subject of the gospel.
和范围。
And also the scope.
万民就是传扬的对象和范围。
And therefore, all nation is the subject of the gospel.
不仅仅是本社区、本国、本民族。
Not only the local community, our own race.
所以，你们前不久不是周弟兄带队到台湾去了吗？
Not long ago, Brother George led a group of people to Taiwan.
这就是去啊。
That is a way of going.
这就不仅仅是本社区啊。
So that we are not restricted to our local area.
啊，这个就是一个体现。
And this is the reality of the word.
至于这个使命的内容
，And how about the content of the mission？
就是领人归主，信主。
To lead others to believe in Christ.
那么，然后呢？奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
不仅如此，还要让他使他们成为门徒。
Not only that, we also want to make them as disciple of Christ.
而且成为门徒是重点。
And not only that, it is the focus of the Great Commission.
事实证明
as a matter of fact,
教会的软弱
，the weakness of churches，
并不是缺乏教导
，it's not because it's lack of teaching，
或者是没有资源
，or lack of resources。
它的要害正是因为缺少门徒。
The weakest part of church is lack of disciples，
缺少有生命的门徒。
Disciples that withLife.
你看英国很多大的教会教堂啊，欧洲吧，很多大教堂、老教堂，现在变成什么样子
？We have there are many great church buildings in Europe. Let us look at their state right now.
他们已经没有聚会了。
There are no longer meetings in the church buildings.
他们有的卖掉了。
Many of them have sold the buildings.
有的甚至成为一个赌场了。
And many of them has turned into casino.
这些教会过去弟兄姐妹奉献。
They brother and sister were devoted to the churches before, and they offer financially.
曾经多么的感动人。
And at the time, they was quite moving.
然而今非昔比
，and now the time is different，
已经荒凉了
，and now the churches become desolate。
如果我们的教会
，if our church，
华人的教会
，if our Chinese churches，
我们不去传福音
，if we become stalemate and not preaching the gospel to outside，
我们不抓住这个培养门徒这个重点
，and。We do not focus on discipleship.
我们只是流于形式，在那儿照本宣科，行礼如仪。
If we just go on with formality,
用不了多少年。
Just without many years,
我们华人教会也一样会没落。
We will too turn into a desolate place.
如果不相信吗
？If you don't believe this.
这个欧美各国的教会就是前车之鉴。
The history of European church can become our lesson.
第二十节
，Verse 20，
就是主的应许。
We can see the promise of the Lord.
凡是遵从主吩咐去承担使命的
，Whoever take upon the great call and obeyed his command.
一定就有主的同在
Then God will be with him.
就有主的权柄
There will be authority of the Lord.
他就会带着圣灵的能力
And the person will carry on the power of the Holy Spirit.
为什么
Why?
因为这是主的应许
Because this is the promise of the Lord.
好，这是第一部分，认识使命
This is the first part that we must understand the commission.
第二部分
Second,
承担使命
Take upon the commission.
主把这个大使命交给了广大的门徒
Now Jesus has given this great commission to his disciples.
我们能够承担吗
Can we take upon this commission?
这个答案是肯定的
This, We should firmly say yes.
为什么呢
Why?
因为神的圣工和世界上的工是不一样的
Because the work of the Lord is divine is different from other works of the world
在世界上的工是靠人自己的能力
The works of the world depends on the might of human power.
而神的圣工是神在做工。
And yet, the work of the Lord is divine. He is the one who is working.
人只不过是神手中的器皿。
We are merely the conduit of God's work.
我们去传福音的人也好，我们侍奉神的人也好。
No matter those people who preach the gospel or those who minister God's word,
一定要建立起一个正确的观念。
We must have a good and correct foundation.
主的圣工不是靠着人，是啊，不是啊，神是借着人，而不是靠着人。
That His divine work is not depending on our power, but only through us.
有些弟兄姐妹常常搞错了。
Many brothers and sisters, they have mistaken this concept.
这要靠着我。
They think that it's all depend on our own ability.
我有能力。
I have the power.
我是宣教的执事。
I am taking upon the ministry of mission.
我有这样那样的技巧。
And therefore, I'm skillful in this area and that area.
所以教会宣教离不开我。
And therefore, I must be taking on this part of the ministry.
大错特错。
Now, this is totally wrong.
神是借着人，从来不是靠着人。
God only worked through man, but not depend on man.
因此对啊，神对人的要求只有一条。
And therefore, there's only one demand God is asking us.
有忠心。
That we must be faithful.
他不是要求，教会现在不是有很多聘牧吗？
As we know, there are many pastoral search in many churches today.
这个聘牧的条件里边常常会写着。
And as we look into the requirement of those pastoral search,
啊，除了其他以外，神还有一条。
And not only that, you can see many requirements, and we always see one particular item.
啊，硕士以上。
You must have a master degree in theology.
最好是博士。
And PhD the best.
最好是双博士。
And not only that, perhaps two PhD.
牧会五年以上。
And you have shepherd the church at least 5 years of experience.
会中文会英文。
And not only that, you must have a bilingual ability.
我没说这些都是错的啊。
I'm not saying this is wrong.
我只是说明一点。
But what I'm trying to point out is,
这是我们人的要求。
This is the requirement demand from man.
对神对人的要求只有一条。
And however, there's only one requirement God is asking us.
Right, only one.
There is only one.
有忠心。
Being faithful.
你有忠心，你就能侍奉主。
If you're faithful, then you can serve the Lord.
你没有忠心，一大堆头衔没用。
If you're not faithful, even though you have many titles, it becomes all in vain and useless.
特别是年轻人要注意这个。
Especially to young people, you must pay attention to this.
千万不要骄傲自大。
Let us not be proudful and prideful.
我们要对神，神对我们只有一个要求。
There is only one requirement from God.
让我们看几个例子，让我们看几个例子就可以明白。
Let us see a few examples.
第一
，First，
只要我们能够只要我们投入教会的侍奉。
As long as we devote into the ministries in the church,
无论事情大小
no matter the things, the items are big or small,
我都愿意去做
that we are all willing to devote ourselves into it.
目的是什么
And what was the purpose?
我把它概括起来就是两点
And I can conclude into 2 points.
就是爱神更深一些
That is, we can love our Lord deeper.
爱人更真一些
and become more genuine of loving others.
如果我们这样坚持做下去
if we persist,
我们的生命就必然会改变
then our life will be changed.
而生命改变的见证
and the testimony of our life-changing process,
就是最直接、最生动、最有说服力的传福音的方式
it become the greatest preaching testimonies to others.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
你也可以这样做啊
You can do this too.
这不就是宣教吗
Isn't this the Great Commission? Being a missionary?
第二
Secondly,
常常为福音的事工祷告
That we pray constantly for the mission field.
那就是在参与
That you are being one of the participants.
我们为传福音的人祷告
We pray for the missionaries
那就是在同工
That we are, then we are co-working with the person
我们常常听到有些弟兄姐妹有的时候在哀叹
Sometimes we heard sighs from people
yeah, 哎呀我这个身体不好去不了
And they say, well, I'm not in a good health condition, and therefore I couldn't go to the mission field.
Yeah, 我这个时间啊安排不过来。
That I couldn't plan some time to go.
或者我的经济有问题。
Or I'm I lack financially.
所以呢，觉得啊，心里边很有些难过。
And therefore feel sad that I couldn't be part of the mission.
然后不能跟周弟兄一起到台北去。
I couldn't go with Brother George to Taipei.
其实你可以同工的。
And actually you can co-work.
你祷告不就是同工了吗
？Isn't your prayer being part of the co-working?
你为这件事情那个祷告不就是参与了吗
？When you pray, you co-work with the mission.
所以各位弟兄姐妹
and therefore, brothers,
你一样可以去的可以做的
You can also go You can also be part of the mission
第三
Thirdly,
我们常常邀请人到教会来
We often invite people to come to church
如果我们能够自己制定一个计划
If we truly planned out our schedule
或者我推荐一个好的见证给别人
Or somehow we come up with a good testimonies to our surrounding people
或者我、啊、把一本好的书送给别人
Or I can give a good book for other people to read
或者我拨打慰问关怀的电话
Or sometimes I just dial phone calls to people who are in need
或者是我们为那些有难处的人代祷
Or I just pray for those who are suffering now
所有这些
All of those
都是传福音的行动
It's all part of preaching the gospel to others
各位弟兄姐妹你不能做吗
Dear brother and sister, aren't those easy for us to do?
我们一样可以做的，对不对
？We can all be part of this.
第五
，fifth，
哦、，five， 第五 ，yeah，
number five，
yeah， 为福音事工奉献。
That you offer, you support financially for the mission.
奉献，为宣教的费用来奉献。
You want to offer financially to support those mission ministries.
那也是参与的方式。
It's also part of co-working.
那也是在同工。
It, again, you're co-working with the missionaries.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个你也可以做呀。
You can also be part of this.
总之这五个方面
All in all, in all those five points,
只要有心
as long as you have heart,
有谁不能承担这个使命呢
Isn't all of us be able to be part of this?
Nobody.
Nobody.
对吗？你任何一项你可以参与，为什么你说你不能去宣教呢
You can be part in any of the five.So can we have excuses that not be able to be part of the mission ministry?
所以我要说
And therefore, I must say,
承担大使命不存在资格够不够、能力够不够的问题。
There's no excuse of not being able to be part of the Great Commission.
关键是你有没有对神的忠心。
Has nothing to do with our resource, our ability, but our faith.
第三部分
Third,
放胆前行
Going forward courageously
既然主已经应许我们
If the Lord has already promised us、
啊、凡是遵照他的命吩咐去承担使命的
Whoever obey his command and follow up
他就常常与我们同在
That Jesus will be with us always
那我们还要顾虑什么呢？
So what else should we worry?
人只要忠心的摆上，
As long as we are faithful and devoted to him,
就可以放胆前行。
Then we can go in forward with courage.
让我们先看几个圣经当中的例子。
Let us see a few examples in the scripture.
在主耶稣复活升天以后，
After Jesus' resurrection,
门徒重拾信心。
That once again, the disciple has regained their faith.
他们决心承担起这个大使命。
So they want to take upon this great commission.
于是在五旬节的时候圣灵降临。
And at the time of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
他们就大得能力。
And now they have gained great power.
甚至他们用别的地方的啊别的国家的语言啊来沟通。
To a point they can even speak other language they have never learned.
而且他们所讲的道让人听了非常扎心呐、啊。
And not only that, their words carry power and pierce into people's hearts.
一天就有三千人信主。
That 3,000 people turn into the Lord in one day.
而且主借着啊主的灵还借啊，而且主呢还借着门徒的手行了很多神迹奇事。
And the Lord has using the hands of the disciple perform many miracles.
圣经里面都有详细记载啊。
It was recorded in the scripture.
那么为什么我们在两千年之后就不会有呢？
And how come we don't see that 2,000 years after?
我们还会有这样的见证吗？
Do we still, are we still able to carry on such testimonies?
当然有。
Of course.、
啊、很多。
Many, there are many.
啊、我在这里呢就讲两件我自己的见证。
I just want to bring out two of my own testimonies with you.
2006年3月份
March 2006、
我第二次到中南美洲的巴西去宣教。
I went to Brazil for a mission trip the second time.
我在教会里面、这个、真是从早忙到晚。
So I was busy from morning to the evening.
转眼之间一个月就剩下一个礼拜了。
Through blink of eyes, a month turned into just 1 week left.
因为那个时候我去宣教一个月。
Because I have scheduled my time a month down in Brazil.
转眼之间三个星期过去了。
Within blink of eyes, 3 weeks has passed.
而剩下这一个星期里边 教会的同工跟我讲啊。
The co-workers of the church and said to me,
说张传道啊我们还有七八位这个慕道朋友还没有去跟他们传福音呢。
You see, Preacher John, we still have quite a number of friends that we haven't got a chance to outreach to them the gospel.
那怎么办呢？
How can we do?
说没关系。
I say it's okay.
每天，白天、上午、晚上、我们把它排出来。
Let's make a plan from morning to the evening and we will do our work.
经过三个晚上和两个下午的连续的努力
，through three nights and two afternoon consecutively effort,
我们终于完成了预定的目标。
Then we have accomplished what we have scheduled.
这些我曾经写过见证，在见证如云上有。
I have written my testimony.
我就不详细说了，我们怎么去访问？圣灵怎么样带领我们这个当时我问他们什么他们怎么回答的这些都有。
Since I have a written testimony, I won't get into the detail, but it was involved with the leading of the Holy Spirit, with the power of the Holy Spirit, I was able to converse with them about the gospel.
可是有一个感动在我心里边升起来。
And however, in the process, there is a great inspiration inside of me.
因为那个时候我到这个巴西去啊，这个牙痛得很厉害，我去找一个牙医啊，他帮我这个治病。
Because during my mission trip, I was suffering a toothache, and therefore I found a dentist locally try to cure my toothache.
我就在想啊
，And at the time, I think to myself,
如果我能够带领这个牙医，他也信主。
And I say to myself.If I can somehow lead this dentist to Christ,
那多好啊！
Wouldn't that be great?
然而这个时间这么紧呢、啊？
And however, because the time was too tense,
而且医生你们都知道他们是 有 appointment 嘛，对对，会 有约定的时间的嘛。
But as you understand, all doctors, they are all running with a tight schedule.
都排得满满的。
Their days are full.
我想这个还有可能吗？
And I say to myself, do I ever have a chance to talk to him about gospel?
没有想到啊。
Out of my expectation.
主自有安排。
The Lord has his plan.
因为我马上就走了嘛，再过一天多我就走了嘛。
Because I only had one day left in Brazil.
一个从大陆刚刚回来的你弟兄。
And then it happened, there was a brother who just returned from mainland China.
他就一定要就请我去吃饭。
That he insists to treat me dinner.
来为我送行呢。
So as a farewell dinner for me.
那么我去了以后才发现，哎。那个牙医的就是去那个餐馆，不就半条街吗
？Only after I was about to arrive to the restaurant, I realized the dentist's office is very close to the restaurant.
啊，那个李弟兄说，我说我们，那个餐厅在哪里啊？他说，在那边。
So I was talking to the brother who was about to treat me dinner. I asked him where's the restaurant. He pointed to the restaurant.
我看，就这么近呢、啊。
Right And I said, wow, that's so close.
说我经过这个牙医门口的时候，我想也不想就自己走上这二楼去。
So as I passed by the dental office, without second thought, I went to upstairs and went to his office.
我跟那个陈医生讲了。
And then I said to Dr. Chen,
我说我的来意是什么。
And I told him my purpose of coming here.
就是要给他传福音嘛。
He said, I want to preach the gospel to you.
没有想到这个陈医生他主动地讲。
And unexpectedly, Dr. Chen said this to me.
他说你是周一的晚上走对吗
？And he said, you're leaving Monday night, isn't it?
那我们就约在当天的下午两点半，好不好
？So why don't we make appointment 2 o'clock that afternoon?
哎，真是，我心里好高兴，感谢主。
And there was a joy in my heart. I said, "Praise the Lord!"
所以我第二天我就啊下午按约定时间两点半准时到达。
And 2:30 at that time, I went to his office.
进门以后，这个陈医生很兴奋地告诉我。
And after I came to the office, Dr. Chen joyfully said to me,
通过本来有一个病人是很花时间的一个病人呢。
He said, I actually was, had a patient schedule at that time.
他会影响到我们的。
And I need to do a long time to finish the work I need to do on him.
他说我正在想啊，这个最好他不要来了。
And I say to myself, I really hope that he won't show up.
哎，那这个病人就
won't interfere our appointment.
这个病人就来电话了。
And as he was thinking, the patient called.
哎，他说他要改时间。
He said he need to change the appointment.
他说，张传长，你说巧不巧啊
？And he said to me, Preacher John, isn't this so coincidental?
我当然不好不完全同意他的观点。
Of course, I won't agree with him that this is coincidental.
因为现世界上的事，我常常这样讲，世界上的事。只有人想不到、想不明白的。
To me, I know the things in this world, there are things happening without man's comprehension.
但是没有碰巧。
And yet, there is no such thing as coincidence.
因为这个掌管天地万物的是独一的真神这个主。
Because the one who holds the power and authority of heaven and earth is our Lord.
当然我没跟他讲这些，我就问陈医生。
Of course, I didn't mention this.
哎，我陈医生。
Then I ask Dr. Chen.
你能给我多少时间
？And I ask Dr. Chen, how much time can I have with you?
他还看看他的那个约会的记录。
Then he opened his appointment book.
他说，半小时好不好
？And he said, how about just half an hour?
于是我们就开始谈话。
Then we began talk.
我还记得很清楚。
I still remember vividly.
他端端正正地坐在那个对面。
He sat tight before me.
目不转睛，就是专心听讲啊。
He just focused his attention and listening to my words.
最后
，At the end,
他就郑重地表示他愿意 真心诚意的信主。
Then he solemnly admit he would like to confess and want to accept Jesus, Christ.
跟着我一句一句做完了信主的祷告。
And he followed my words, word by word, to finish his first prayer.
正在这个时候敲门了。
And right at that moment, his door, we heard a knocking sound from the door.
有病人来了。
The patient came.
我一看表。
When I look at my watch,
早就超过半小时了。
We have way past half an hour.
但是正好我结束了，他就敲门了。
And however, right after we finished, the patient came.
很奇妙。
Isn't that amazing?
在我跟他谈话当超过半小时的谈话当中，竟然没有一个病人来打搅。
Through the conversation, there was no interruption from any of his patients.
在当天晚上，我在坐在回美国的飞机上。
That very evening, as I was on the plane returning back to U.S.
这一个月来所经历的事情
，through all the things I have experienced in that month，
特别是最后三个晚上两个下午
，especially the last 3 days and 3 nights and 2 afternoons，
八个人信主
，8 people came to the Lord，
那些情境在我头脑里边。完全的呈现出来。
I still remember all of those pictures vividly in my mind.
这个感恩和喜乐的心呢，
grateful,
让我完全睡不着觉。
With a grateful and joyful heart, I was so excited and I couldn't go to sleep.
我就一直在想。
Then I continued to think.
为什么
？Why?
怎么会这样啊
？How did it happen like this?
一直到早晨。清晨五点多钟了
，until 5 o'clock in the morning，
我从窗外已经看见那个旭日东升了。
I look out of the window of the plane and I saw the sunrise。
这个时候，福音本是神的大能这一句话进到我的头脑。
Then I was reminded by the verse，
这就是
the gospel is the power of the Lord，
这就是答案。
That is the answer.
这就是答案。
That is the answer.
第二件事。
Second.
2012年。
2011.
九月份。
September.
我因要去欧洲巡回讲道。
I was invited to go to Europe to have a preaching trip.
我一共到了六个国家。
I went to 6 countries.
第一站是保加利亚。
The first place is Bulgaria.
Yeah, 在索菲亚。
It's in Sofia.
那天我又是我这个牙呀剧烈的疼痛。
And it happened, I start to suffer toothache again.
疼了好几天呢。
I was suffering toothache for several days.
晚上啊，说句老实话，真是一分一秒的挨过去的。
And at night, I don't know how to explain it, but I was trying to bear the pain every second.
正是这个时候啊。
Right at that moment.
有一位慕道的朋友姓耿，叫耿先生。
A true seeker, his name is Mr. Geng.
他主动的、热情的邀请我到他家里面去吃饭。
Mr. Geng invited me to his house to have a dinner.
我进门一看，摆了一大桌的菜啊。
Once I enter his house, I see many dishes. The table was full with dishes.
对，可是我脸肿的都，我痛的，我这个牙痛痛，脸都肿了。
However, I was suffering a great toothache, and my face started swelling really big.
吞唾沫都痛啊
！I couldn't even swallow my own saliva.
受不了啊！
I couldn't stand it.
我怎么吃啊
？And how could I eat?
真是，你说不吃怎么办呢
？And you know what should I do?
Yeah, 后来我跟这个主人一再的说，我这个是没有办法，不是不赏光，而真的是没办法。
Then I say to the person who invite me, saying I want to apologize. I truly couldn't eat anything.
耿先生呢也很善解人意、啊、
Mr. Geng was quite understanding.
他说好，没关系，没关系。他说你就到那个客厅沙发上去休息吧。
Mr. Geng said, "It's okay. Why don't you just go to my living room and sit on the sofa and take a rest.
我躺在那个沙发上。
As I was laying on the sofa,
这个心里越来越不平安。
I feel there is a great uneasiness in my heart.
我不远万里而来。
I came to this place from 1,000 miles away.
传福音的对象就近在咫尺。
And the person I'm supposed to minister to is right here, right before me.
我能够不顾吗？
And how can I leave them out?
我想，这就是属灵的征战。
And I say to myself, this is truly a spiritual battle.
我不能退却。
I cannot back out.
我就起来。
So I got up.
我不顾一切的走向那个饭桌。
Without any excuse, I went to the dining table boldly.
不是去抢饭吃
啊。I'm not there trying to grab the food.
我走过去干什么？
And what was the purpose why I walked to the dining table?
我走过去就去对那个陪同我一起前来的同工会主席王弟兄说话。
So I go there to talk to the brother who accompanied with me to this house and say to him,
哎，我说王弟兄啊，今天晚上的正道计划照常进行。
I say to Brother Wang, say, whatever we have scheduled tonight that I'm supposed to preach, I'm going to continue to preach.
我又对于耿先说，欢迎你去。
And I say to Mr. Gen, say, I would like to invite you to be to the meeting as well.
我看王弟兄脸上很为难啊。
And I see great awkwardness from Brother Wang.
Yeah. 他说我已经通知下去改期了。
And he said, Pastor John, I have already informed my co-workers to cancel tonight's meeting.
你真的能行吗？
Are you truly able to hold the meeting?
说实话，我也真的不知道行还是不行。
And actually, I'm not sure myself either.
我就跟他讲了一句话。
So I said to him,
我说凭信心吧。
Let's do it by faith.
到了会场以后，
After arrived to the meeting place,
临上讲台之前呢，
Right before when I was about to go to the pulpit,
我还要靠两个手紧压着这个。
I still need to use two of my hands to press my cheek.
来减轻这个痛苦。
To reduce the pain.
因为吃了这个同工临时给我找来一个感冒药。
Because right before
the
time, I took the cold medicine that was given by one of the co-workers.
其实我不是感冒。
And actually, I wasn't having a cold.
所以我吃了这个药以后，满头大汗。
So, but after I took the medicine, I started to sweat.
这个可是男人真的不知道啊。
And however, truly out of my expectation,
我站上这个讲台之后，
once I arrived to the pulpit,
我就张开嘴了。
I start to open my lips.
我讲了一个小时啊。
I was able to preach
我也不觉得痛啊。
Without any pain.
这个事情就这样成了。
And the mission was accomplished like this.
感谢主的同在。
Thanks for God's presence.
这就是圣灵赐的力量。
And this is the power of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们共同承担起主的使命。
Let's all take upon this great commission from our Lord.
那是荣神益人的使命。
This is a commission that can glorify God and beneficial to people.
那是不能回避的使命。
And this is the commission that we cannot push away.
那也是蒙恩蒙福的使命。
And it is also blessed ministry.
好，让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣啊，感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你十字架上舍身流血的大爱。
Thank you for the great love that you have been hang on the cross and shed your precious blood.
让我们的罪得赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So we will not be perished, but have eternal life.
这个恩典，我们绝不会忘记。
We could never forget this great grace.
永远感恩。
We thank you always.
主耶稣啊。
Dear Lord Jesus.
你爱世上所有的人。
You love all, everyone in the world.
牵挂着 每一个灵魂的得救。
And you always think about every soul.
所以向我们下达使命。
And therefore, you have given us a mission.
让我们走出去。
You ask us to go.
向万民万邦传扬你的福音。
To preach gospel to all nations.
要让万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
So that all people can come to the Lord and none of them be perished.
主啊，我们听到了。
And Lord, we have heard.
我们记住了。
We have remembered
我们立定志向
that we have set our mind
承担使命
to take upon this great
无论何时何地
no matter where and when
不忘忠心摆上
we want need to be faithful
抢救灵魂
to rescue all the people's soul
祈求恩主与我们同在
and Lord may you be with us
直到世界的末了
until the end of the world
感恩祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名
We thank you and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.